Welcome to Strength for the Journey. Thanks for joining us again. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website at strength4thejourney.com, and this is radio program number 81 if you're listening by shortwave radio. We have our radio station up and running now. It's s4tjradio.com, and we're still raising some money for our Chick Track order that's going to be going out sometime next month. We're raising our hopes for possibly 200,000 tracks rather than 100,000 tracks, but the Lord is providing, and these tracks are going to go into many hungry hands and hungry hearts around the world. Tonight I have a guest and another fellow Montanan. His name is Whipple. His name is Oliver Whipple, and he goes by the nickname of Whip. And he's a chiropractor by trade there in the Big Fork area in the Flathead Valley. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me. It's pretty neat to be here.
You know, it's really kind of amazing that you shared a little bit of your testimony today, just how you ended up here in Boquete and what's going on with you, and how a lot of my story resonated with you back, I don't know how long ago that was, maybe.
It was the beginning of June.
So it's just recently, really, last couple months.
It's been a wild ride the last couple months, I have to say, that's for sure.
You know, it's funny that, you know, when you get to a place where you're really hungry and you're ready to hear the Holy Spirit, he shows up on the scene and his voice is heard. And sometimes the most unlikely sources you never expected. I remember I was in 2012, I was beginning to try to just find out what God's will was. I just didn't feel like the same old, like just to keep the same old going. And I was on a business trip in Michigan. I was doing a trade show there. And I had to stay over the weekend. I was just looking on YouTube, and I saw just kind of an interesting looking picture, lightning striking. And I was just kind of end time stuff. And I was just sitting there going through YouTube sometimes, how like you kind of just go one to the other, you know. And anyway, as a guy named Nathan Leal, and I was listening to him, he mentioned Rick Wild's name, and I thought, well, I haven't talked to Rick in a long time. But that was just the little key, the little link that began to put pieces together, and it was just out of chance, you know? But it wasn't just chance. It was God orchestrating the steps to get me where I needed to be, to hear what I needed to hear so I could do what I needed to do. And this is the way the Lord seems to be doing and moving in people's lives right now. He just puts the information in front of them, and then all the pieces just begin to fall into place, you know. And it's, he's just looking to see, you know, what are you going to do with this information? Are you going to act on it? Are you going to just sit there and spin your wheels?
I can relate to that. And those little bits of information that seem to just come out of nowhere, and then you can look back later and you see how meaningful they were. You mentioned Rick Wiles and your story, and that's why it's particularly interesting for me to be sitting here and talking with you. We just met today. I do feel a very strong connection with you, though, because it was on Rick Wild's show where Boquete came back into my awareness. It's a pretty interesting story because it starts, well, I'm relatively new in the Lord. My wife and I were saved about 3 years ago. And in a moment of absolute desperation, we were in church, and my boy, my oldest son, we were listening to worship songs, and my wife and I had just the night before talked about getting a divorce and going our separate ways. There wasn't any anger, it was just that was what we were going to do. He reached up and grabbed my hand and put it over his heart. And he reached up and grabbed his mom's hand and put it over his heart. And he was loving the song. And he just looked up at this love and this trust. And it just broke me. And there is where the Lord stepped in. And I just asked, I said, Jesus, what do I do? I know this boy's future. And it's not pretty. I know he's going to suffer. And I'm not a guy that hears God's voice. I don't consider myself particularly blessed in that way. But at that point in time, he spoke to me and said, in me, all things are possible. That was 3 years ago, and my life has completely changed. I saw things happen right off the get-go that were of a miraculous nature. And so I was running hard and fast after the Lord. I was blessed with an awesome mentor in a man named Tim Miller, man after God's heart. And so he really helped direct me. But that brought, and Tim told me, he says, you can expect to get challenged and attacked. Get ready, get your armor on because it's coming. And he came after my son, my oldest son, Zach. Last July, he got whooping cough. And then a month after that, he got attacked by a couple of otters protecting their baby, a one in a million chance. And then after that, he got a respiratory virus, which had not recovered from that cough. And I'm happy to put that season behind me because my son was in such pain. We took him to experts, and I'm a doctor of chiropractic, so I'm no stranger to getting people better. We tried every herb and tincture and everything we could think of. But when it came down to it, and he was in pain, and there was nothing I could do, and the ER couldn't help him, nothing, that's when the prayer came in. And he and I prayed over him every single night, sometimes multiple times a day. He saw who his father went to. I went to my father. And in that time, I told him, I said, Zach, I don't know why God's got this on your plate. I know that there's a reason, though. And I know you're strong because he doesn't give you something you can't handle. So we'll just keep praying. And we found out when he was real sick, it became a dream for him to become a dolphin trainer and to go meet Winter the Dolphin from the Dolphin Tale movies. And so I promised him, I said, when you're well enough to travel, we're going to go do that. So we went to Florida. My sister lives close by. And one thing we didn't expect to find in Florida was that the humid air healed his lungs up. I mean, he didn't cough.
So the air and
the salt air, the pain went away in his lungs. Had been there for 5 or 6 months. And you mentioned earlier, I'm from Montana, and I went to Montana for a reason back in 99. And that's why your story particularly resonated with me, because I went there to be somewhere safe. I love the outdoors and hunting and fishing. I wanted to have the life I'd always dreamed about having. And then I met my wife, and we had two boys. I've also got a stepdaughter who's also in Montana. But as far as I was concerned, I was going to stand my ground and die in Montana and raise my kids there. So I wasn't going to get uprooted. But when the Lord took something that attack from the enemy on my son, as he often does in our lives, he turns it around, and he turned it to his use and advantage, and it woke me up. And I'd do anything to get my son feeling better. And so we decided we had to move to tropical air. My family was very, very set on us going to Florida, and I entertained it for a while. My son Zach just wanted to live next to Clearwater Marine Aquarium and go become a dolphin trainer and all that stuff. But something didn't sit well within me. When we got back from Florida after him having a week of normalcy after a year of just absolute pain and misery, we got off the plane in Montana and he started coughing again. And I thought maybe he was just getting reacclimated, but no, a week later he was still the same. He was miserable, crying. After having that joy, that gift of normalcy, I put him back on a plane and he spent the entire summer with my sisters. In fact, he's still there. So that very day, as my wife and I were arm in arm, we sent both of our sons, actually, because the youngest one wasn't going to let his big brother have an adventure without him. So they both went on an unaccompanied minor program, and we watched that plane disappear. And wow, that was hard to do, but it was the right thing to do. And that's when the Lord took a hold of me and said, okay, now I've got your attention. You don't have to focus on your son. So I went to work that day, and I'd heard about Boquete, and we had been in Costa Rica before, years ago. We loved the cloud forest. We loved the elevation. I knew Boquete was similar. So it just this Florida idea didn't sit well with me. And that's when I Googled up Boquete, Panama, and Rick Wiles' show popped up, the two-part series you had done back in May. And I knew Rick. He's a trusted source for me. And so I said, well, I'll start there. And then I heard your story. Oh, boy. It got my attention. And there's so many things that you had said about your life that mirrored my own. It was an eye-opener. And I'm trying to help people. In between, I'd pause the show, you know, and I'm trying to help people. And I like to give 110% of my time, energy, and devotion to those folks. But I got to say, that day I was wondering what was going to come up next on that show. And so I went home that night, and I prayed, and I asked the Lord. I said, you know, I believe in my spirit that you're talking to me through this man. But I don't want to listen to the words of a man. I need to hear it from you. And please confirm it with scripture. And he did. 5 nights in a row, he gave me 5 separate scriptures, some from the Old Testament, some from the New Testament. They all said the same thing, that his judgment was coming. Jeremiah 50, Isaiah 24, Jeremiah chapter 18, Ezekiel 33. And so I became crystal clear on what my path was, and I started to put the pieces of the puzzle together and see that he was using my son to dislodge my attachment to my life, who I thought I was, what I thought my future was going to be. And this was over multiple nights of prayer. And so we got a lot of kickback from family thinking I was crazy, saying, you're not here, God's not talking to you. And I don't consider myself anybody special. In fact, that this was actually happening to me was quite amazing, because I never had the Lord give me scriptures like that, boom, 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 one after another, after another, after another. So I went back and forth, even after those being given those scriptures, you know, I'm like, are you sure, Lord? Are you really sure that this is the path? But so Florida got taken off. We started focusing on Central America, and I'll tell you straight up, my wife has wanted to go to Central America for the last 10 years. She's happy that I've finally seen the light, so to speak. So I came up to a point in time where we decided we would have to make a journey down here to Boquete. I needed to find a place to land if, in fact, this is where we were supposed to be. So I put an ad up on Boquete Ning, and I got a response from David Williams. And it was very simple, because I had mentioned something about Montana. He said, hey, I'm from Montana also. Here's my Montana number. Just give me a call. And we'll see how I can help you, how I can be of service to you. And so I called him. It took me all about 30 seconds to pick up my phone and dial him. And he said, where are you in Montana? I told him. He says, oh, I know right where you are, and I'm going to go pick up another Montanan at the airport tomorrow, and I'm sitting across the table from one. And when he said that, I just had this feeling. And I said, what is his name? And he told me your name. And I said, will you hand the phone to him? I need to thank that man, because not only had your story resonated with me, but your strength for the journey, my wife and I had tuned into that. We'd read all your stuff. We'd listened to your shows. And as we were making this decision, which was one of the hardest decisions, when you got family fighting back and telling you, no, God wouldn't have you leave your family. That is tough. That is a tough spot to be in. And I love my family, but I told them, I said, you know, as much as I love you, if it's a choice of doing what you want me to do or what the Lord wants me to do, I hope you understand, but I'm going to do what the Lord wants. And so that strength for the journey was so appropriately named. And every time we hear the lead-in song to the show, we smile at each other. And so I just have a thank you from my heart for you speaking yours. And bringing that message out. So that kind of brings us here sitting with each other, which is, praise the Lord. Wow. It's just amazing.
Well, you know, what's really amazing is that you never know whose life your life can touch. And I left Montana 3 years ago, not knowing what in the world I was going, what was going to happen. But just leaving, trusting the Lord was speaking to me. And then again, making the very similar tough choices that you have just made or am in the process of making, I had no idea. But I just felt like, you know, we're just here to be a blessing to people. I didn't know what it meant, how it looked like, but we just started going to a local Panamanian church here. They were gracious, and they gave us some interpreters for the service, and people welcomed us. And the next thing I find, I'm being nominated to be the leader of the men's ministry over that church and 30 other churches. And then just one thing after another, it was like, wow, God, what are you doing here? What's going on? But you could see it was his, it was like him saying, I'm promoting your obedience. You've been
Amen.
Obedient.
Amen.
And now I'm going to put you in positions due to your obedience. And not, and this is what the Lord is trying to get all of us to be, followers of Abraham. You know, he left not knowing where he was going. He was just being obedient to leave. He said, you know, let's leave and I'll show you. And the biggest problem all of us have is that show me and I'll leave. You know, it's like we want to know where we're going and we want to know everything before we take that first step. And there's no faith involved in that. And when you actually trust the Lord, I mean, it says without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without trust that leads to obedience, it's impossible to please the Lord. So if we're all thinking that we're pleasing the Lord and we're not acting in obedience to what he's speaking, or we don't even know what he's telling us, or we don't even have a concern or a desire to find out what he wants us to do, how can we ever please him?
It's tough to know at times. And for 2 weeks, I was just in misery. But when the first phone call that I made to Boquete, Panama, and you were sitting across the table from that man, the peace of the Lord just came over me. And from that moment forward, I'm not saying there haven't been challenges, but I have been unperturbed is probably the best way to speak, because I should have been here a week ago. I finally got here 48 hours ago. The enemy did not want me to get down here. He knew. So he tried to do everything he could, and I just... And typically, you know, I could get real angry with airlines and every other thing and customs, and but I just sat there with calmness, knowing that the Lord had my back, that he was going to work it all out. And so it was interesting, because I finally got here, and then the next day I got taken around, and I wasn't getting any big no's. But I also wasn't getting any big yeses. I'm not a stranger to Latin American culture, and I've been in numerous countries over the years, so I kind of knew what to expect. But then when I was in downtown Boquete, I thought, well, this is okay, but this is not something I want to run to. And it's all about the Lord for us. And so I said, okay, God, well, I'm here. I'm not getting a big yes or big no, but I'm here. So if my feet aren't pointing the right direction, go ahead and spin me around so the compass gets headed right. I'll just keep walking forwards. If I'm on the wrong bearing, straighten me out. And kind of a funny thing happened, because I was with Ray Gano, and he said, well, let's go talk to David Hatton. And his office door was open. And we did a little something. It took 5 minutes. And 5 minutes later, the office door was closed. Well, yeah, I heard all these stories on Rick's show, and I've heard your guests talk about divine appointments. And believe me, I was praying for him. I said, Lord, please, you know, I'm nobody special, but if you give me a couple of those divine appointments, I'd be real appreciative, you know. And here we go, and we meet up with David and at a gas station 3 minutes later. And it just
so the guy
led,
that you were trying to find.
The guy,
well, it just it, happened to be. You
just needed. Happened to be getting gas. We stopped and it just rolled. And the confirmation that I got from meeting him and talking, and that was, I thanked the Lord that night. I laid in bed at the hotel and I said, Lord, you were so patient with me. You waited 51 years for me to come home to you, and I've been, I'm okay to stay here for as long as you need me to show me, but. You love me so much. You didn't make it more than 24 hours. You gave me that what I needed. And so all of these crazy things and the stories that you couldn't make up if you were the best, most talented fiction writer in the world, they've been happening to me. And I feel blessed by the Lord. And I completely surrendered and said, you know, if this is what you want me to do, I'll give it all to you. Just keep me pointed in the right direction, because the rewards I've seen in the last 3 years of my life, but particularly the miraculous things that have happened the last 2 months, I'm in. I'm all in.
Well, you mentioned something, too, about just your relationship with your wife, how the Lord has just been healing in that and then bringing you guys into being one and all in the same direction. Even things that you were separated in, some of the thoughts and things that you wanted to do, God is uniting you in the process of you getting closer to the Lord. You guys are getting closer to each other right now, too.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm a guy that I think I have everything figured out. And there's been, when we put those kids on the plane, and for the first time since we had been together, we were without kids. Of course, we'd have, you know, 2 or 3 days here or something like that, but never an extended amount of time. And we would sit down in the living room, and we just got to be with each other. And she would be talking to me about something, and I wanted to chime in. I can't tell you how many times the Lord said, "You just keep your mouth shut, Whip. You just listen to what your wife has to say, okay?" And it pays huge dividends. It paid huge dividends.
Sometimes it pays to be have big ears well, when it comes to listen to our wives, doesn't it?
You got to use them in the proportion the Lord gave them to you, right?
That's right. Two ears and one mouth.
Two ears and one mouth. Yep, I can testify to that.
And so now what's really kind of interesting, too, is that the trust level, because she said, "Whip, I just trust you can hear from the Lord. You go down there and you get the direction of the Lord for us, and I will follow you." And I thought that was just so awesome to have that kind of healing in your relationship, the trust level that she says, "I trust you can hear from the Lord. You go hear from the Lord."
Yeah, that I can't even put into words what that meant to me. And of course, we're not people of means. We're selling all of our stuff to fund our life down here. So we're trying to, you know, the logical reason was is that she can stay there and take care of my youngest son and get a little work done, and we'll save a plane ticket. But the spiritual nourishment that gave me in her trust, it's kind of like that commercial. It's priceless. Mm. It really is.
Well, that's you think about love, and if you look in the Living Bible, it talks about love believes the best in someone and hardly even notices when others do it wrong. And you know, really, it's God's love that's flowing through us into another individual, and that love is healing, and it's encouraging, and it strengthens someone else because we're believing. And I mean, I tell you, there's so many times in my life I didn't deserve to be trusted, but someone trusted in me or loved me when I wasn't lovely, and it changed me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's why all of us should be right now. It's just loving people, but we got to have the love to give it to others. But you know, this is a very important thing right now, because you know, this kind of thing can divide many families, and it does, and it will, because one wants to follow the Lord and another ones want to follow their desires of the things of this world. And it's just, it's the sword that comes right down that the Lord talked about, that came to bring a sword and to bring division between families. And this is what brings division, is one desires to follow him and one doesn't. And so Amos 3:3 says, "How can two walk together unless they agree?" And it's a very tough thing going on right now. I'm watching it happen all over the place, because God is separating the sheep from the goats and the wheat from the tares. And
a lot of people are having similar stories. We've been David put us in contact with a couple other folks in Montana, and very similar things were happening to them. And we felt, you know, we love Jesus so much, and he has blessed our family so much. We want to give something back. But when we were in connection with other people that were going through similar things, we said, "Hey, we're not the only crazy ones on the block. You know, there's other people that are having these same experiences, and they're sharing." You know, a person down in south of us didn't even put his house on the market. A real estate guy and came by and put the sign out in front of the wrong house, and somebody came down the driveway and his house was sold. I mean, these kind of things just don't happen. But when you submit and surrender yourself to the will of the Lord and make his priority your highest priority, that your mind might be as his, your eyes might see as his, your heart might express his love as he expresses his love to us, I'll tell you, heaven and earth move in your support, and I'm living proof, and I'm part of a crazy club right now, because we're crazy love for Jesus, Brian Jan. We're crazy for Jesus,
you know, and that crazy love for Jesus will move mountains, because he's in love with us so much that he just wants to move the mountains to make things happen, because the plan that he has for us is beyond our wildest dreams. I mean, we're just tapping into the beginning of what he's going to do with our lives right now. And I had this kind of vision of all of us. You know, we're comforted and we enjoy the comforts of this world and the things. That's why we go to work every day. We want a home. We want the nice car. We want everything to go just hunky-dory. And I saw everybody like a bunch of nursery, a bunch of plants. I'm planting a bunch of trees, and I'm buying them in these little bags from the nursery, and I put them in bigger pots, and I'm, you know, give them some roots to grow. And I was just thinking that we're all like in these little pots, and we enjoy the water, the gardener coming, giving us a little water every day. But there comes a time when that tree's got to get taken out of the nursery and go get planted in the real world. And that's where we all bear fruit, is when we get planted in the real world and we have to depend, instead of that little man coming by and watering our little pot, we got to depend on the Lord reigning from the heavens in our life.
That's right.
And this is where I think all of us to say, Lord, plant me where you want me to be, where I can be fruitful, where I can blossom. And, you know, it's also, there's no tree that's going to be fruitful out cross-pollinating with another plant. You need to have other similar plants, people that are hungry for God to be able to cross-pollinate with and encourage each other and strengthen each other and help us bear fruit. And this is what it's going to take right now, is all of us got to get out of the nursery. It's time to get out into the world and be fruitful with our lives.
Well, I'm completely out of my comfort zone, but I did thank the Lord that not only did he bless me with a place in Montana, but I love mountains, and Boquete has got beautiful mountains. So I think we're going to do all right here.
Well, you know, what's amazing too is that we went for a little drive today, and pine trees, you know, in the tropics are kind of crazy sight with it. Yeah, this is I really appreciate you, just the way the Lord just brought you in the office today, and I needed to make a recording tonight. In fact, talking about God, you know, the enemy trying to keep us. I mean, we're sitting here with extension cords into the office doing this thing with a flashlight. So, but you know what? We did it.
Perseverance works. Right. Perseverance works.
So thank you so much for joining us on Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strengthwiththenumber4thejourney.com. And we'll see you next time. For the journey.